Brothers and sisters, today we are talking about Caroline Ellison, who was sentenced to 2 years in prison for her role in the multi-billion dollar FTX fraud. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I said billions. I didn't say millions. I said billions of dollars that she was involved with, and she only got 2 years. Now, before I go off, I want you to look at the news story, because I don't want to get excited right now, because I just think this is totally ridiculous compared to the people who are behind bars and what this sentence actually looked like. But let's take a look here.
Former crypto executive Caroline Ellison sentenced to 2 years in prison and ordered to forfeit $11 billion for her role in stealing billions from FTX customers. Ellison, a star witness, helped put ex-boyfriend Sam Bankman-Fried behind bars, showing little emotion as she left the New York City courtroom, but inside issuing a tearful apology, saying, "I can't even imagine the pain I caused."
Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisor, say the darndest things of my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today, brothers and sisters, this is ridiculous. I've done story after story after story on Sam Bankman-Fried when the story was coming out about all the fraud, all the celebrities, all the support, all the money. And now finally we are getting some type of justice. But what we're seeing here is a very big discrepancy in the law. This individual stole billions of dollars from families that can destroy generations of individuals, and yet she only gets 2 years. And someone who maybe steals a purse with $20 or $50 or $100, they do that two or three times, they're going to prison for 25 to life. Brothers and sisters, all this Madoff, these white collar crimes, we need to do something about this, because they are crushing lives. They're not just taking a little bit of money and people have some recovery. They are destroying whole family legacies, and this needs to stop. But let's keep listening and see why she flipped on her long-term boyfriend, even though she was involved with all the vacations, all the homes, and all the travels that a billionaire would enjoy.
Sentencing comes months after Ellison pleaded guilty to fraud and became the prosecution's linchpin testimony against Bankman-Fried, the disgraced FTX founder for whom she ran Alameda Research, a crypto hedge fund connected to FTX. At its peak in 2022, FTX was valued at $32 billion. Its name emblazoned on the Miami Heat's basketball arena and huge stars appearing in its ads, from Tom Brady.
What's up, guys? I'm here with my boy Sam from FTX.
To Larry David.
It's a safe and easy way to get into crypto.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Ellison, Bankman-Fried, and coworkers even living in a $35 million Bahamas penthouse. But then came the crash when crypto prices plummeted in 2022 and a leaked document spooked investors, dragging FTX and Alameda into bankruptcy.
It does appear that they are filing Chapter 11.
Bankman-Fried was later found guilty of siphoning $8 billion from FTX customers with Ellison's help and using it to plug holes in debt and bad investments at Alameda.
Wow. With her help. I am all about accountability, and this looks like a cry for help that once you got caught, now you want to cry in the courtroom. Now you want to talk about, I can't imagine the pain that I caused. I can't imagine it. You can't imagine stealing $11 billion, but you did that too. I mean, come on. If someone has $1,000, you take it away. You don't need to know how they're going to react. You know how it feels to get something taken from you. You know how it feels to be left with zero. But what happens is these people don't have hearts. After you do something for so long, your heart gets so dark, your mind gets dark. You don't even feel anything that you're doing. Maybe the first time they felt bad, but then when they got away with it, they went on vacation. They went to their $35 million home. They forgot about it. They did it again and again. And these don't become people anymore. They become numbers. And that's the scary thing about finances. When you lose touch with humanity, people start to become numbers. So this individual, maybe she didn't understand what was going on, because all she was doing was getting a sheet of paper saying, we have 3,000 customers. They have, you know, $80 million. Okay, let's take off, you know, 10% here, 5% here. Okay, cool. I get a little trip. Okay, let me go buy me a nice little bag. Let me do whatever I need to do. And that's what happens. But people, we need to understand that there is a sense of humanity. Like, when we have God in us, how can a God-fearing person do this to an individual? She must not think of an afterlife, because she is going to be punished, not just for the things that she did, but the ripple effect of the legacy she is destroying. And I do not want to be next to her on Judgment Day. I want to be as far away as possible, because God is going to be reading a long list of people who she hurt that she could see and who she cannot see. And I do not want to be a part of it. I don't know about you, but comment below. Do you think 2 years is enough for this prison sentence? As we keep listening, let me know in the comments what you think.
A lot of mistakes are things I would give anything to be able to do over again. I didn't ever try to commit fraud on anyone.
After Bankman-Fried was dramatically arrested and extradited from the Bahamas, Ellison flipped on her ex-boyfriend, cooperating with the investigation, according to prosecutors. The Federal Probation Department recommended no jail time, but rather supervised release, though the judge said there would be no get-out-of-jail-free card.
Right.
Do you think some prison time would have been appropriate, regardless of her level of cooperation?
Her role in the crime was so significant that she could have likely stopped it at any time. And also just the size of the fraud, the scale matters in a white collar crime like this.
Amen.
And so because the scale was just off the charts, as a result, it appears the judge decided that some level of prison time was required.
Bankman-Fried was found guilty of money laundering and fraud and sentenced to 25 years in prison. Time he's serving in Brooklyn's infamous Metropolitan Detention Center, where three sources tell NBC New York he's living in the same unit as Sean Diddy Combs.
Wow.
Bankman-Fried still denying virtually any criminal wrongdoing and trying to get his case retried.
Wow.
All right, with that, Sam Brock joins us now in studio. Sam, it is good to see you. You mentioned that $11 billion settlement with Caroline Ellison. Where did that come from?
That appears to be the $11 billion punishment. They're a reflection of the depth of the defrauding, Tom. Here's what's really interesting. You can't just declare bankruptcy and have that get erased. So basically, for the rest of her life, and the same thing for Sam Bankman-Fried as well, they are financially incapacitated, basically, by this judgment, which is to say that they can't accumulate their own wealth or really court investment without having to pay back the government and pay back victims. That's going to be hanging over their heads for the rest of their lives.
Good, 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 good. I mean, that's a good step in the right direction. They can't make any more money, but I mean, how much money have they shoveled offshore? How much money do they have in other countries? I mean, he's going to get out. He's a very young man. I mean, he'd get out 25. Maybe he's, I don't know, 50, 60. He could take all the millions of dollars he's stolen and he can go live somewhere. I really don't know yet. I hope the government is really looking into where all this money has gone. Brothers and sisters, this just speaks to the fact that no matter how close someone is to you, if you are doing dirt, if you're doing something wrong, these people will flip on you at some point. I mean, this was his girlfriend. She was making billions of dollars. Everything was great. As soon as they started talking about prison time, that's when she flipped on him. That's crazy. And I'm not saying it's crazy that she flipped because she had a come into Jesus moment. I don't think that's true. I just think she got scared because her boyfriend got 25 years and they said, you can get the same 25 years or you can get 2 years and go on with your life and, you know, do whatever you need to do, work and pay back this $11 billion bill that you have. I mean, you're all intelligent, right? You can get a job, but I mean, who's going to hire somebody like that? I don't think so. But brothers and sisters, what do you think? Do you think this is fair? Do you think that prison sentence was fair? Do you think Sam Bankman-Fried should be sentenced to a prison where there's other celebrities? Is he going to be a better crook when he gets out? I don't know, brothers and sisters. Do you think these are more dangerous individuals than some of the criminals that are out here in the streets? Yes, there may be a threat of violence, but man, that's one time maybe you heal, but it's hard to come back when your life savings is gone. That is something that hurts you for the rest of your life. So let me know, brothers and sisters. But that's it for me. If you love videos like this, make sure you subscribe. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.